This is CliffCentral.com.
Do you believe in me? Do you believe in me? Do you believe in me? Because I do. J. Cole does. Yeah. What up, guys? My name is Malcolm Zilli. I am in the Cliff Central building. And you're chilling with the worst. The worst of the worst is me, baby. Flying solo in studio today. Let me actually tell you all the truth. I've been wanting to fly solo, though. Just so I can talk to y'all, man. Get very intimate and sexy. You guys might just end up falling in love today if you're listening in. So, yeah, welcome, man. It's Wednesday. The sun is out. Life is beautiful. And we are out here. It's the worst Wednesday. And I'm chilling here by myself. But it's cool. We all good. We have such an interesting show for you. There's been so much that's been going on, man, that I want to talk about specifically. And if you guys want to join in on the conversation, you're more than welcome to, you know. You can call me on 0861-555-189. That's 0861-555-189. That's not my number. That's Cliff Central's number. If you want my number, we can talk about it. Give me a call on Cliff Central and we can talk about me giving you my actual number. You know what I'm saying? Winter is here. It's cat cold out there. You know, I need some cuddle buddy vibes, if you catch my drift. No one's skinny though. Oh, I need some mafuta. keep me warm. But yeah, hope you guys are well and blessed out there, because I definitely am. And I mean, why wouldn't you be? Life is great. Life is beautiful. So just to start off, we're going to start off with some news, just so that we keep our youth informed, because the show is all about the youth, all about the peeps. And we just want you guys to be on your tippy toes when you're at the braai and there's parents around and they want to know if we actually switched on or not. You know what? Actually, it's not even for them. Fuck the parents and shit, man. We the youth. We the leaders. We the future. We've got it going on. The old way isn't working, so it's on us to do what we got to do to survive. And still, I see no changes. That's Tupac, if you didn't know. But yeah, man, we out here. So, in the news, there's been a whole lot of shit going down in the last week. Man, it's been crazy. Actually, before I get to the news, let me tell you about my life, man, how it's been going. I've had such a cool week, actually. Last week, Cliff Central went to go watch Independence Day Resurgence. We were at the IMAX theater in Mall of Africa, which was really, really dope. It was like, I don't know, man, the IMAX screen is just massive. If you've ever been, you'll know. But more than that, the sound of IMAX is amazing. It's clear. You know, sometimes when you go watch a movie and the loud parts are too loud. Yeah, that doesn't happen at IMAX. So we were apparently some VIPs. Apparently we were the first people to see that movie in the world. So yeah, we're special like that. But the movie's shite, if you want to know. The movie is very, very shite. I didn't enjoy it at all. But if you want to go watch it, you're more than welcome. But I warned you. That's all I'm saying. I warned you. So that was on Wednesday. Then we also went to Movida on Sunday. Cliff Central went to Movida for the industry nights. It's the last Sunday of every month that it takes place. And man, did we get washed. Did we get washed as the worst, guys? You know, look. when you can dope some nice cognac for free, you know, as you walk in the door, and some champagne too, it's always happening that the worst guys are going to be a little bit faded. But it was really dope. There was so much cool shit. Live music, the live entertainment was amazing. Nicholas Goliath hosted from Goliath and Goliath. Prince did his comedy set, which is the first for the industry nights. What else happened? Oh, there was this amazing violinist that came on and played with the band. Everything was just, it was beautiful, man. And then eventually all the boring people left and us youngins stayed behind and we tore it up on the dance floor with the DJ. Can I tell you a story? I actually told my Twitter followers about this young dame that I met on the night. She was beautiful, majestic. She was what I like to call a video hoe. I met a video hoe for the first time, guys, and I won't lie, it was wonderful to watch her work, dude. She was She just drew niggas in and spat them out again. And everybody was playing along. Everybody was playing along, like, well, the dudes, obviously. They were buying bottles. They had the whole sparkles thing going on. And she's out there pouring it in these niggas' mouths. And, you know, they're just having a good time. And she dances with them. Woo! Like, I can't even, guys, I was so mesmerized. She wore open-toe white heels, black and white striped skirt. She knew what she was doing. She's been in the industry. I know she's been in the industry just of the way she handled the situation. She actually said to me, she's like, you probably don't know, but I'm actually quite famous. And I was like, oh, really? Why are you famous? She's like, well, I was in Euphonic's music video. I was like, nah, that means Euphonic's the famous one, bitch. Get it together. But yeah. She got me as well, let me not lie, she got me as well. By the end of the night, I was up there dancing with her, soaking and shit. But nothing happened. She told me she was married, but her ring finger was on her right hand. I mean, her ring was on her right hand. So, I don't know, man. I feel like she's a professional at what she's doing. And maybe she is getting married, who knows. But yeah, that was an interesting experience, Movida. What else? Last week we had comedy at Giles. Giles is always popping off, man, you know how it is. You guys should join us because we're doing Comedy Day every Thursday. That was our first show for the Every Thursday run. So we'll also be out there tomorrow night. But I'll tell you a little bit more about that a little bit later on as we do at the end of the show. Yeah, man. So that's been my life over the last week. It's been very, very cool. And if there's any woman out there who wants to marry me, please do, because I can see this industry is going to swallow me whole, man. I'm relatively young, only been doing entertainment for a year or so, and I can already see these streets. There's some danger out here, man. There's some real, real danger. So, will you marry me is the question I'm posing to y'all. Okay, so hit us up at @_worst, guys. And you can also hit up Cliff Central at cliffcentral.com, like I said. So, boom, into the news. Here we go. Right, so the Treasury sets a $7.8 million for Zuma to pay back. firstly, I don't think $7.8 million is nearly enough. I'm not 100% sure about the specifics in terms of what he actually needs that was necessary for the government to pay. But out of 200 odd million, I think 7.8 is a steal. And with regards to that, like, who's paying that bill? The Guptas? I don't know. I have no idea. But who's paying that bill? Because I know it ain't Jay-Z, man. And even if it is, like, it's not a thing to him. 7.8 million. Come on. Come on, we could do better than that. But at least it's something, right? Rather than nothing, give us 7.8 back. We'd like all of it that you didn't use back, but 7.8 is something. What else? Oh shit, the SABC is in a shambles. A big shambles. That's why, you know, I'm so glad that the Worst Guys is on something like Cliff Central, where we're not bound by that bullshit, man. Saudi is, if he feels like he's gonna become a dictator through the SABC. But everything's in shambles. Jimmy Matthews, the CEO, retired last week, or early this week rather. What else happened? Oh, Tibo Touch resigned from Metro FM. So everybody's just over it. Everybody's over it. To be honest with you, I thought Saudi was going to be the G, man. When he said 90% local play, I was like, okay, I can fucks with this guy. I can roll with this homie because that's amazing. But the censorship is a big issue for me. Big, big issue. Especially when it comes to a time like this where we need to be informed about what our government is doing, because they're doing whatever they like. And censoring the SABC is going very much backwards. Apartheid, during the apartheid times, TV was censored. Or information was censored. So we're living, I don't know what's happened. But this is not a democracy. This is not a democracy. This is a dictatorship. And we are getting fucked in the ass by this man named Jay-Z. Duncan says he loves getting fucked in the ass, but oh, he didn't say that apparently. My producer is very upset that I exposed him. Can expose the now, but I've seen his woman actually. She looks fly on the WhatsApp profile picture. Hey, Dunks. yeah. But anyway, Jimmy Matthews retired. SABC in a shambles. Cliff Central is hoot, though. It's hoot because it's unradio and it's uncensored. Yeah, man. What else has been happening? Oh, this is my favorite news story of the week. It's been trending a lot on Twitter. It's Jesse Williams, who won the Humanitarian Award at the BET Awards. He had an incredible speech. While I was listening to it, I had shivers, man. I can't explain to you how he just hit every key note that black people have been speaking out to. You know, sometimes it does take a big name, a celebrity, to make people more aware. Because a lot of the times when we say this shit on Twitter, you know, we are victimizing ourselves. there's no value to what we're saying. But I've got this clip here. Just take a listen to what this homie had to say after he had won the award. Just about black lives and this whole saga.
All right. It's kind of basic mathematics. The more we learn about who we are and how we got here, the more we will mobilize. Now, this is also in particular for the black women, in particular, who have spent their lifetimes dedicated to nurturing everyone before themselves. We can and will do better for you. Now, what we've been doing is looking at the data, and we know that police somehow manage to de-escalate, disarm, and not kill white people every day. So what's going to happen is we are going to have equal rights and justice in our own country, or we will restructure their function and ours. Now, I got more, y'all. Yesterday would have been young Tamir Rice's 14th birthday. So I don't want to hear any more about how far we've come when paid public servants can pull a drive-by on a 12-year-old playing alone in a park in broad daylight, killing him on television and then going home to make a sandwich. Tell Rakia Boyd how it's so much better to live in 2012 than it is to live in 1612 or 1712. Tell that to Eric Garner. Tell that to Sandra Bland. Tell that to Dorian Hunt.
That was actor Jesse Williams of Grey's Anatomy. He accepted the Humanitarian of the Year Award at the BET Awards last night. Williams paid homage to the unsung heroes in the fight against racism and also spoke out against police violence. Many people were moved by the speech, including Justin Timberlake, who tweeted out a series of messages that some say were out of line. First,
yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Jesse Williams, that was an incredible speech, if you ask me. Just because he wasn't hiding anything. He spoke the truth about how the system is fucked. Let me tell you the truth, the system is fucked because we are living in a system that is designed to divide and designed to create a difference between those at the top and those at the bottom. And those at the top are predominantly white because they've created the system. And in order to break away from it, we as black people need to stand up against it. He spoke about black women because throughout history, black women have been the most undermined people. Like, it's not even, it's bizarre. So to me, black women have the first and most important rights right now. Whatever black woman says goes. That's how I feel right now about the situation, because everybody else has had a say for far too long. Everybody has had a say for far too long. And we need to cherish black women. We need to value them. They are beautiful. They are magical. In fact, we just need to value blackness. We need to value blackness because nobody ever has. So who's going to start? The black people. Let's stand up, guys. Let's stand up. Let's say, fuck the system. Not just working with it in order to try to get ahead. Let's say, fuck the system and try another way. Try another system. That's why I always push for people to create, to build, to start something of their own. Ownership. Ownership is important for us as black people because until now we haven't had the opportunity to own anything of our own. We've been owned. Now we have the available resources. We are free. We are creative. We are passionate. We are beautiful. Why not own? Why contribute to a system that we all hate? So that was Jesse Williams at the BET awards, which I found absolutely inspirational. Just a little bit of sporting news. This is just funny because England lost to Iceland, and that was hilarious. Yeah, that team actually sucks. They're not young. They're not. There's no excuse. They're just trash. And it's cool to know that they're trash because England are the most arrogant assholes that exist when it comes to sports. So I love it when they lose, especially against a team like Iceland. Yeah, man. So yeah, that's pretty much the news. Oh, just speaking about this racial thing. I don't want to go on it for too long, but there's just something that's been in my mind for a long time. I went to Pick and Pay the other day and there was a cart of Easter eggs. And please call in if you guys have an opinion on this, because I really don't know how to feel about it. Because I think it's a privilege. And I think it's almost a conspiracy theory towards blackness. There was a cart of Easter eggs, right? Two kinds of Easter eggs. White chocolate covered Easter eggs and brown chocolate covered Easter eggs. Alright? The white chocolate covered Easter eggs cost 47 rand 99, while the brown chocolate Easter eggs cost 20 rand. That's double the price and more. You know, the white Easter eggs cost almost 2/3 more than the brown Easter eggs. And it seems trivial, but is it really? How much better can the white chocolate taste? Does it taste 2/3 more better than actual original cocoa chocolate? I don't know, man. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I think white chocolate is trash compared to, you know, cocoa chocolate. But for some reason, the white chocolate is valued higher. So I posted this picture. I took a picture of it. It was a Pick and Pay at Four Ways Crossing. I took a picture of it and I posted it on my Instagram and I hashtagged it white privilege or not. That's all I'm asking. Am I reaching? Is this ridiculous? I don't think so. Personally, I think racism stems from the top, and it's psychological. It's embedded in our society, and it's embedded in our society in these kinds of ways, because to the average person, you know, it just seems like, oh, well, but it's Easter eggs, man. But how much better can the white Easter egg taste? Let's be honest. Can it taste double as nice, like twice as nice? I don't think so. In fact, I don't think it tastes nicer at all. But yeah, that's, you guys can tell me, white privilege or not, please hit me up on 0861-555-189. I really want to know. Oh, hit me up on Twitter, actually, and then we can have like a dialogue, because, man, that really touched me. I left Pick and Pay and I was genuinely upset, but I don't like being upset, and I don't like talking too much about race, because racism is always here, it's always alive and breathing, so we just need to find another way around it. But please tell me if I'm being like a conspiracy theorist, Illuminati loving type of guy. All right, we got a tweet from Monwar Shezi. First time listening to the show. Welcome, buddy. I'm so glad you're listening, dog. This show is mad dope. You caught it on a day where I'm flying solo, but you know, I'm the captain of the ship anyway. So it's all good. It's all good. I hope you're enjoying it. Really, really happy you're listening. Alright, so if you can, actually tweet me, dog. Tell me what you think about this Easter egg situation, because I want to know if I'm overreacting. I really want to know, because I've been having this debate with my friends, but we all divided on it. So tell me what you think. Alright, so I'm going to play a little bit of music, and we'll be back in the next half. We'll talk about the topic of today, which is why we value material objects. What are they worth to us? Why do we strive to gain the Louis V's, the Mercedes, and the likes? What is it about material things that makes us drive work? You know, we do all this for that shit. So tell me, you guys can tell me after this track, yeah? Oh yeah.
Hey, sound got a so throw. Pull up, we can party some more. Yeah, got this drink in my cup. Got a young feeling so throw. Spit fire in the world so cold. Young money got a feeling no. Spit fire in the world so cold. H-Town got me feeling so throw. H-Town got me feeling so throw. Rob paint and we sip candy foam.
Okay, H-Town, try to get the stone for us. Let's see what happens.
Spit fire in the world so cold. H-Town got me feeling so throw.
don't.
Fuck! I missed it. I missed it by a fraction of a second. Missed it by a fraction of a second. But yeah, anyway, that's Don't by the homie Bryson Tiller. Man, I love that album. Trap Soul is so dope, man. From start to finish. Love this nigga. But yeah, man, we're back. You're with Malcolm Zulie, the host of The Worst Guy Yet. And yeah, man, we've just been breaking down the news stories of the week. There was an important one that I left out, the Brexit. But I kind of left it out because I think it's tired, man. Everybody's talking about it. And I really don't think it makes much of a difference. It's all the same shit, man. It's all the same shit. Whether they're in the EU or not in the EU, they still dominate it. No. Let's try dominate. South Africa needs to dominate, guys. Don't you think? Because, I mean, like, this country is outrageously beautiful, man. And we've got so much talent and we've got so much power. And I just want to actually hit up one of our callers. Apparently, we have somebody who wants to holler at us. I hope it's about this East Egg thing, man, because this thing is for real. Hello, hello, hello.
How's it? Are white people allowed to speak on the show?
You very much are. More than welcome. In fact, I welcome your opinion. What's up, brother? What's your name?
I've been listening to it. I mean, I love the speech, and I agree where you're coming to. And black women really do need a lot of respect.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you want to be taken seriously. And then you bring up this Easter eggs thing without... You're not being impartial. You're not being subjective.
Okay.
I think you're angry.
Yeah.
The white and the black thing, and you're not actually looking at it. Those Easter eggs, the ones that are white on the outside, okay, they're very expensive to make because of the process. They have to actually make a chocolate egg, and then they dip it in candy, and they have to dip it like almost 100 times because the candy dries, and they dip it, and it dries,
okay.
And it becomes this white egg on the outside with chocolate in the middle.
All right. The other
one's just chocolate in a mold.
Okay.
So it's a labor process thing. You know, like, if you want to be taken seriously, don't get angry about things like that. Let's get angry about real things, man.
Sorry, brother, what's your name? I want to address you by a name.
Well, now you know that it's the process in making it what makes it.
No, we're having a conversation. You can't just make your point and then leave mine out of it. We're having a conversation, brother. And my, you're right. Maybe it is more expensive. And that's the perspective that I wanted to hear. I wanted to know,
yeah.
Is it really, yeah. is it more than double the price?
You know, because,
I mean,
chocolate.
20 Rand compared, yeah, neither do I, but 20 Rand compared to 47.99, do you think that's the genuine disparity in how much it costs to produce those white Easter eggs in comparison to the chocolate ones? Do you believe
well,
that?
They've always been more expensive.
Yeah, I know. Just like white people have always had privilege,
and they love those hard white ones with the chocolate inside.
Yeah,
I can only afford two baskets, and that's it for two kids. And that's
yeah,
what they get for Easter.
Okay,
the chocolate ones are so cheap. You know what I'm saying? And they taste better.
Yeah,
but I honestly think it's a manufacturing cost.
Yeah,
because remember, you know, the cheaper something is, technically speaking, the more you sell of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure they're not going like, these white eggs are special.
This yeah.
makes them cost more.
Okay,
but
cool.
I'm not saying there isn't racism.
I'm not even,
I mean, you know, I don't know if you guys heard about that arsehole.
Which one?
wouldn't let black people stay in the bed and breakfast.
Yes, Guadana, that's the name of the bay.
Sudana, did you hear what they've done to him? Taking his license away.
Yeah.
They're evicting him.
As they
I'm
should.
A white guy.
As
I
they
was
should.
Fist pumping when I heard it. I was like, fucking yeah.
Because great.
You know
man.
What? I fucking hate what people are doing to the perception of white people. A lot of Africans are going to look at black people, white people, and go, every white guy thinks just like that puss. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the thing is, we don't. You know what I mean?
Okay, look, let me just...
We don't all think like that. And, you know, I do actually think it's time that a couple of us whiteys get out there and also start protesting when these arseholes come and fucking knock on our doors and make shit for us. Like the Penny Sparrows and all these arseholes. I don't mind what they say because at least then we find out what they think. But something needs to be done. If you understand, I do mind what comes out of their mouths, but I'm happy they said it because then we know who they are.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you understand?
No, 100% completely. And from what you've said, it sounds to me like you're just a white guy, man, who's living, who loves everybody. And that's obviously what we're trying to reach. But when it comes
I'm not going to tell you some of my best friends are black. Some of my friends are black and some of my friends are white.
All right, yeah. Okay.
Most of my colleagues are mixed. You know, black, there's white, there's Indian. And we all just get along. And we don't, and we mock each other's cultures and we have
fun with that. Look, for me.
That's how I want to live in Africa.
Yeah, listen, brother, just quickly, let me just say, for me, with the Easter egg thing, you say, in terms of being taken seriously, look, for me, it's not the Easter egg thing, it's embedded in a lot of things in society.
Absolutely.
For example, white sugar versus brown sugar.
Like the eggs aren't as important as the real issue.
Yeah, vanilla essence is essentially brown, but it's been turned white. Like, it's those kind of things. Why do those things happen? That's what I'm trying to understand. But I'm really happy that you've given me your opinion, because like I said, that was my thought initially, and that's why I posed the question, white privilege or nah. So you obviously are on the nah side. I'm not sure I 100% completely agree with you yet, because there's nothing compelling about...
Let's find these chocolate companies and let's have a discussion.
Yeah, let's.
Why does white chocolate cost more?
Okay, and it's not just that. Do you understand what I'm saying is that it's not the chocolate. That's just an example for me.
It's white sugar,
white bread versus brown bread, even though brown bread is healthier, white bread is more expensive to make.
Yeah.
Or cost more. What else?
Yeah,
vanilla essence, like I said earlier.
Again, to make sugar white, you have to refine it. It costs more to do
it. Oh, okay. So it's all production cost.
You have to refine it. It costs more.
Okay, cool.
But I actually don't understand why no one would want to eat white bread, white sugar. I eat brown bread.
No, cool. Thank you so much for your call, man. I really, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm genuinely trying to find out what is going on, because that's what I see, and maybe it's because of the times that we're in our country right now that everything
is
racialized, and I may be contributing to that, but for me there's a certain level of understanding that we all need to get. We're trying to get to a certain place where everybody and everything is united, like you say you are with your friend group, where we can mock each other without it being racist. But you know, with every week people not accepting people into their hotels, and who is the latest one? Vicky Momberg's coming on. You see, every week there's something that's coming out. So
you know, the thing is, you know, there was that DA person in Durban who couldn't get into a restaurant.
Yeah. How do you think black people should react to things like this? Should we not be concerned? Should we not be up in arms?
Fuck it. No, they must be angry. And every single racist out there needs to be called out. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what? Let me also be honest.
Yeah.
You know, there's sometimes I catch myself being racist.
Okay. We all are racist to some extent sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I know it's wrong, and then I don't go and say, you stupid effing this and that. Or, you know what I mean? I say, no, Mark, that's wrong. And your opinion is wrong, and you keep it to yourself, and you think the right way. You know?
Yeah.
We all slip up.
Yeah,
I'm
as long as...
I'm going to slip up. I'm not going to externalize it, and I'm also going to deal with it.
Yeah. As long as you acknowledge
wrong.
When you're wrong. That's my thing. Acknowledging when you're wrong is what's most important, because everybody makes mistakes, and respect comes from acknowledging that you're wrong and apologizing for it.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah. No,
seriously, I couldn't agree with you more.
It's cool, man.
It's just, I wish people could just fucking get over this. And I don't mean you guys. I mean the white people.
Yeah.
I wish we could fix this. And I wish people could let go of this baggage. And
The thing is, we're not demonizing white people in particular. It's the idea of whiteness. Do you get that broad understanding of whiteness? I love white people, man. Most of the women I've been with are white. Like, for real, dude, that's my life. Listen to how I speak, dude. I've been surrounded by whiteness. And so I have nothing against actual individuals. It's that idea of whiteness.
It's the assholes. I understand what
No, not the assholes. The whole idea of whiteness. Like when you're listening to the Jesse Williams video, you're talking about police shooting white kids in a park while he's chilling and relaxing on TV.
Yeah.
And they never shoot black people like that. Why? And that's not a particular racist cop. That's an idea that is pushed, an agenda that is pushed from the top. Look, these are your targets. This is what they look like. They are wearing hoodies. Shoot them down because they are likely to be the criminals. So my whole thing behind the Easter egg story is who's at the top making these kinds of decisions and why. That's my only thing, is that I don't understand who's making those decisions from the top. But yeah, look, dude, yeah. I guess we don't know. We're not at the top, and I'm so glad you called because I really did want to hear this perspective. And you're actually the first person I've spoken to with a real genuine side on this argument. So it's still white privilege on now for me. I'm still putting that question out for everybody, because like I said, it's not just about the Easter eggs. It's the idea of whiteness and why we value white things more. Why refine the sugar to make it white if brown sugar is there as it is and it's good? Why? Why does it have to be white? Why does vanilla essence have to be white? You know, it's exactly.
I must be honest,
exactly.
The vanilla essence in my fridge is like a dark, almost black.
Yeah, you see, it's revolution. Democracy is in your fridge, my brother. No, but I wish I knew your name. Maybe you don't want to speak it out, but thank you so much for calling, dude.
It's Michael.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
I'm not hiding, yeah.
Oh, cool. No, I genuinely appreciate your call, my brother. And I appreciate everything that you've said, man. It's good to hear from you and from everybody. Please, if you guys have an opinion, please call us through, man. Michael, you're a champion, and thank you so much for listening, my brother.
Interesting show. First time I listened to it. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, man. Stay loving the people out there. I love you, Michael. I love everybody. And that's what we're trying to get to, right? Oh, yeah. Cheers. Wow. Okay, cool. That was dope. Michael has an opinion on my white privilege on Easter egg situation. But yeah, man, I agree with him on some points. But the main thing that I think we need to address is the idea of whiteness. A lot of the times we get wrapped up in individuals. We get wrapped up in Penny Sparrow. We get wrapped up in Vicky Momberg. But these guys only exist from the idea that of white supremacy, they are subordinate human beings. That is what I find problematic. But yeah, like I said, I don't wanna dwell on this too much. We do have an interesting, really, really interesting topic for you today. Material things. Why do we value material objects, guys? And let me just, when I say material objects, I'm talking about, you know, your Louis V bags, your nice cars, your nice house, your white picket fence. You know, we have a certain image to obtain. We strive to look better, have more, be more. Okay, I have nothing more. No problem with being more. Having more is something that we all want, and I don't understand to what reason, to what end, actually, because you can never have enough things. You can never have enough things, and for me, it stems from capitalism. That's the original destroyer. It's put most people in situations that they don't want to be in, where they work jobs that they don't like, and there seems to be no way out, because you have to pay rent, you have to buy petrol for your expensive car and your insurance. You have to do all these things to get all these nice things. You want your the latest iPhone, you want latest MacBook. You know how these capitalists at the top are driving our society through our desire for material objects. Do you guys understand that we are not in control? We are not in control, and what I want us to do as a human race, as a people at the bottom, we are the people at the bottom, guys. There's people that we don't know who are at the top, who are doing whatever they want to do, and they are controlling the system. We need to find a way to break out of that system, and like I said earlier, breaking out of that system means creating your own, making something new, making something different. Maybe capitalism isn't the best answer, but we don't know, because like sheep, we all drive straight through to capitalism. I need to get a job straight out of university, because that's just what people do. That's not what people do. The people who are at the top own shit. Isn't it about high time we start owning? Black, white, English, Indian, whatever. If you don't like the system we are in, which personally I don't, that's why I don't vote, I don't do none of that shit, because it's no alignment with my idea of what the world can be and what the world should be, you know. But yeah, let's dive a little bit deeper into this, you know, on a philosophical level, because what do we need? What do we need as human beings? We need food, sex, sleep. Am I missing something? Water? Yeah, but like, those are essentially what we need to get by. This is what we do on a daily basis. then we come out with all these extras. We come out with all these extras, come out with normal notebooks aren't enough. They have to be covered. And I'm looking at my own notebook. That's what makes me think about it. It has to be covered in some wooden plated material, just because it looks better, it feels better, it's nice to look at. But is it necessary? Is it something that I need? Can it move me forward? I don't think so. I really don't think so. But you guys can also let me know what you think about material objects on 0861-555-189. Or on Twitter, you can hit us up at @_worstguys. Or you can hit myself up, Marky Mark, at Marky with an I underscore Mark. And two underscores after that. I had to put the second underscore because Marky underscore Mark underscore was taken. Sorry, I know that may be a little bit confusing. But yeah, I really want to hear your opinions as well on material objects. What do they mean to you? What do you value? That's it. In essence, that's the question. What do we value? Because for me, I there's very little that I care about in terms of material. A lot of the material things I have is for other people, to be dead honest with you. I don't really care about much besides love, truth, beauty, art. Those are the things that drive me. Those are the things that wake me up every day. And music. And without that, I could not live. Or I would live, but it would be a really shite life. But a lot of the times I speak to my friends because, you know, like I said, I only started doing entertainment about a year ago. So I left my shitty job. I had a job. I was getting paid every month. And it was cool, but what did I do? Because I hated my life, I went and I drank every day. And I couldn't go to work happy. I was never happy at work. And I started to ask myself, but what is this money actually doing for me? For my life, for my growth, for who I am? Because I come in here, I hate my life from 9 to 5, and I go home, and I'm still hating my life because of how much I hated the day. Do you know? So there's so much that we place value on that is unnecessary. And I know it's scary. I know it's scary to just quit your job. And I know a lot of people don't know what they want to do. But I mean, like, life's tough already, right? Is it not? Why not struggle and succeed at something that you love? I genuinely don't believe that doing something that you don't love is life. It can't be life. That's not freedom. We can't be owned by other people. We are not material objects. We are men! I don't know if you guys heard that speech, that Charlie Chaplin speech, is that we are not machines. We are men. And right now it seems like we are machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. That's what he says in his speech. And it's all for the money. It was all for the money. So I'm claiming that it's from the Money Shot and Gareth Kisra. I love that. Speaking about investing. And the thing is, I love money. I want money. I want to be rich just because I get to do more. But the way to get there is what I'm focused on. How do you get rich and be happy? Because money doesn't buy happiness, that's for sure. But through your happiness, you can get money. And that's the truth. That's 100% truth. You just have to be willing to struggle or willing to go through the struggle. But let me tell you from my experience, when the struggle comes, love shows itself. The people who love you and are around you will always be there. Because if you're following your dreams, you're following your heart, you're following love. And love never leaves love. It's always there. So in terms of what I want, I do want things. I do like things. So this is not just, I'm not saying everybody else out there has this problem. I have this problem too. I do value material objects. I'm starting to value them less and less just because, you know, I've been meditating for a long time and trying to get in touch with my soul, trying to align my soul with my body. That's ultimately the goal. That voice inside of you needs to be in sync with you, your body. You need to be in tune with your star player. So, I do value material objects. Like I just told you about my notebook, my laptop. I want a new laptop because this laptop doesn't work as well as I wanted to. I need more apps on my phone because the apps that I have just aren't enough. You know, it's a savage cycle because we're always going to want more. And there's always going to be something new. Look at phones. Dude, phones are computers now. And it's amazing. It really is. Like, I love my phone. I'm on my phone all the time, like most people. Because we stay connected that way. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Actually, I saw a picture on Twitter the other day about how phones make us antisocial, apparently. But it was like a meme. On the top half, it was a picture of back in the 70s on a train. And everybody was reading a newspaper, being antisocial. And in the bottom half, everybody was on their phones, being antisocial. So phones aren't a thing that make you antisocial. It's just, you know, some way to connect to the rest of the world. Which we love to do because we love each other. As much as we don't, we may not think so. We love each other so much that we want to hear what's going on in each other's day on Twitter. As much as a lot of it may be bullshit, we actually want to hear. Because if you didn't have followers and you weren't following anybody, you wouldn't have Twitter. If it was just you on the internet talking shit, I mean, like, what would be the value? But people are listening to you. You are listening to other people. You get to dive into the minds of others. See who's like you. You can see who's like you just from Twitter. And that's beautiful. So, yeah, man. For me, I just want us to start valuing different things. What do we place value on? Is the Mercedes really that important? I mean, like, if you're in a Ferrari, you're still going to get into traffic. And you still won't be able to dodge it. You see? So, where to? How do we change this? What do we value? For me, these are my values. Love, truth, beauty, art. I just say music because music is a specific part of art, which I just, you know, me and music, you know, we've got a thing going on. That's me and music, man. We've got a love going on, and it's deep and it's real. But yeah, man, tell me what you place value on. Let's stop being material objects. God is inside you. And that's my opinion on God as well, is that you are God. You can create your life. You can decide where it goes. And you'll be blessed abundantly if you listen to yourself, that voice inside your head. And that material that you've been striving for will come if you strive for it in a different way. Why not be happy and strive for the nice things in life that you want? But instead, a whole lot of us are doing shit that we don't like to get shit that we don't really need. Whatever, man. Maybe I'm just I'm like a bird, I wanna fly away. I like being free, man. Freedom is everything. I don't want to be owned by anyone. You know, nobody. I don't call anybody boss. Jeez, imagine calling somebody your boss in 2016. Why would you do that to yourself? We are equal, we are free, we are human beings. We are equal, we are free, we are human beings. That should be a protest at the union building. Let's stop burning shit and let's tell people to be free. But yeah, we're just about to wrap up. I just wanted to touch on that topic because, man, I feel like we've lost the plot along the way and we need to find a new way. And if I can convince one person, if I can convince one person to leave their shitty job or even drop out of university, man, dude, look, create your own. That is all I'm saying. Whatever it is you do, whatever it is you love, create your own. The material objects will follow. But saying you do this job or that thing because you need the money for is a bad reason, the worst reason, because money will come if you work hard, especially if you're working hard at something that you love. It will come. I can guarantee that. You just have to be willing to go through the hard parts. And to be honest, if you're not doing what you love to start with, the hard part is your everyday life. So there's no risk involved, really. Yeah. We're just about to wrap up on the worst, guys. We've had such an interesting conversation. But you guys can just follow us at the worst, guys, if you want to find out what's going on at the_worst, guys. But just for the week coming up, I'm going to tell you what we're getting up to. On Thursday, we have a show at Giles Restaurant in Craighall Park. Craigle Park, 9 Grafton Avenue. We have an amazing lineup. Riabeto Sisele, my partner in crime, who's unfortunately not here today, will be hosting. Who else is on the lineup? We have Bongani Dube on the lineup, Tabiso Mhlongo, myself, I'll be doing some time. And headlining will be Dylan Oliphant, which I'm really excited for. He was on Trevor Noah's Nationwide Tour. It's 50 Rand at the door. Doors open at 7:30. And it's always a jump, man. So please come and join us on Thursday, tomorrow night. And what else do we have going on? See, I don't have one of my partners to, because I sometimes forget, man. But it's cool. That's the most important one. Come to our show tomorrow. And I'll love you forever, man. I will love you forever. But yeah, my name is Malcolm Zili. I've had a really, really dope time chilling. I feel like maybe I should just come and do the show on my ace every week, because this is fun, man. This is fun. And thank you so much for Michael, who came in with a perspective there on white privilege or nah. I really did enjoy that conversation, because it starts with a conversation. And he listened as well, which is good, because, like I said, starting from black women, their opinion is most important, and then it goes up to, our opinion is of value now. That is what I'm saying. So I'm glad that he did call, and I'm glad that we got some perspective on that. But yeah, man, I love you guys. I love this world. I love this life. And the only thing that could make me happier is seeing people as happy as I am. I know that might sound, douchebaggery. I don't know what word to use. But that's genuinely the only thing that could make me happy in my life right now, is that people see how perfect the world is as is. It's not as ugly as we make it out to be. We have internal conflict, and that's why that reflects on our outside world. Stop doing that, man. Have some fun with your life, bruh. Have some fun. But yeah. Since we are talking about the guaps and the material, when you are going to work, because I know a lot of you are just going to hear this and say, but you know, this is my life, I'm going to do what I want to do. So it's cool. Go out there and get your guaps. Get your guaps. My name is Malcolm Zili. This has been The Worst Guys. I've had such a good time. And I'll catch you next week at 2 o'clock. We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.